My hope is that we can go around and do some introductions of ourselves to one another, and then we'll move into the rest of this morning's program. So my name is Stacey Brenner, and I am a new senator from Senate District 30, which is Scarborough, Buxton, and Gorham. I also sit on the Health Coverage, Insurance, and Finance Committee, so at times I might need to step away, and then Representative Tucker will take over. I'm new to the legislature, and in addition to serving on the legislature, I also work as a registered nurse at Mercy Hospital at the birthplace, and I am a organic farmer. I run a business with my husband that in a normal season has about 25 employees. Obviously, during this last year, it was quite different. And I'm really looking forward to our time together doing good work for the people of Maine. So what I think we'll do is I will call on you because the way our squares work is a little different for everyone, and I want to make sure we hear from everyone. So Representative Tucker, could I invite you to introduce yourself?
Yes, thank you very much. My name is Ralph Tucker. I represent the eastern portions of Brunswick, which includes the old Naval Air Station, Bowdoin College, and to the Harpswell border. This will be my fourth and last term. I'm looking forward to a more relaxed session than I've had in the past when I was all nervous. It seems like as soon as you figure out how things work, once you know how things work, you are then term limited. So the term limits has been really something for me to notice. My career has been as an attorney. For 11 years, I was on the Maine Workers' Compensation Commission, served as chair during the workers' compensation wars of the early 90s. I then went on to be a district court judge based not only in Farmington, but then in Lewiston, and finally in Wiscasset and West Bath. I've been married for 50 years. We're having our 50th wedding anniversary this coming May. I have three grown children who I'm quite proud of, and two wonderful granddaughters who live nearby. And basically that's me. Thank you.
And Senator Bennett.
Congratulations, Ralph, on your 50th. That's amazing. I'm Rick Bennett. I serve 13 towns in Western Maine in the Maine Senate. The towns are described maybe best as the Oxford Hills region and the Lakes region and the greater Fryeburg area. So I overlap two counties, Oxford and Cumberland County. And this is my first term in the Senate, having not served for 16 years. Prior, I served for four terms in the Senate and then earlier two terms in the House, starting in 1990. And I'm back, and I am a self-employed businessman. I've run some businesses, still very active in the business community in Maine. I look for Maine businesses to help rescue and get a right to make sure that jobs get provided to Maine people. I'm the husband of my wife, Karen, who's an occupational therapist working in home health. And we will be married in February. Actually, February 9th, we'll be celebrating our 30th anniversary. And we have two beautiful children, both grown. Our daughter, Abby, who lives in Gray, and our son, Nate, who is studying computer science at Rensselaer Polytech and will be graduating soon. And I look forward to working with all of you. Thank you.
Representative Ziegler.
I represent the seven towns of Belmont, Liberty, Lincolnville, Montfort, Morrill, Palermo, and Searsmont, District 96. This is my third term on ENR. We're working with Ralph all those 3 years, and he still allows me to come to the committee. I retired from 35 years in the Merchant Marine. I had also worked previous and during that period at as a teacher, also worked for Georgia-Pacific as a professional logger, worked in a drug rehab council, just a lot of different things. So that gives me a bit of a background coming into this. In the Merchant Marine, I worked for the National Science Foundation, running their research vessels. So I'm very aware of environmental concerns. So going forward, and I have a daughter and I have a lovely wife. And I'll mute myself now and you can go to the next person.
Thank you, Representative Ziegler. Representative Johansson.
Thank you. My name is Chris Johansson. I represent the 18 organized towns in Southern Aroostook. My work experience, I am a retired police officer. Spent most of my time in Millinocket, Piscataquis County. I've been married all my life. I've got two children in their 50s, three adult grandchildren. I'm on starting my third term, starting my third year here in the ENR, and looking forward to a good 2 years working with all of you folks. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And Representative O'Connor.
Good morning. My name is Beth O'Connor. I represent the fine people of House District 5, which is Berwick and North Berwick. I believe I'm the southernmost belle on this committee. This is my fifth non-consecutive term. I've served 4 years on energy, utilities, and technology, as well as 4 years on health and human services. I believe that it's going to be a pleasure working on this committee this year with every single one of you. I actually spent my early years in finance. So I love numbers. I love crunching numbers. It's kind of fun. And then when my children were born, I decided that that was not fun traveling back and forth to Boston and other places. So I started in the tourism industry, where I have worked in every single facet of the tourism industry there is. And it's wonderful because I get to be with all kinds of great people, just like all of you. And this should be wonderful. I am happily married and with four children and a grandchild. And I really am hoping that I get a lot more grandchildren because they are the spice of life. Thank you.
Representative Bloom.
Good morning, everyone. I am Representative Lydia Bloom. I represent the town of York, half the town of York, or I should say the coastal part of York. This is my last term as a legislator. I've served on marine resources for all the years I've been here. And now for the last two terms, I'm on ENR as well. And my background is I have a lot of environmental business background from college on in working with hydrogeologists and chemists and all in the environmental realm. So I have some good working knowledge of the subjects that we cover. I'm actually currently in sort of the hospitality tourism business myself, renting out properties. I'm very much excited about this coming legislative session. I'm still on the Climate Council, which is something that we in our committee have a purview over. And it's been a great year working in the off season and in between on the Climate Council's work. So very happy to be involved in the actual making sure that we can get it going, that we can actually implement our plan. So I'm looking forward to working with you all.
And Representative Dudera.
Thank you very much. Hi, everybody. I'm Vicki Dudera. I represent the towns of Camden, Rockport, and the island of Islesboro, which is District 94. This is my second term. I was on energy, utilities, and technology last session, which I enjoyed very much. And I'm glad to see there's a great overlap, I think, between those two committees. So thrilled to be on this one. I came to Camden in my early 20s And my then boyfriend and I, now my husband of 35 years, started a B&B. So I was in the tourism business for many years myself. We then owned another inn and on and on and on. I'm also a writer. I have a guide for folks moving to Maine that's been in it's in its third edition. And I have a murder mystery series starring a real estate agent. And that's another one of my careers, is I'm a realtor. So I'm glad to be on this committee. I served on the Camden Conservation Commission, and that really showed me the power of what we can do to help our environment. So I was thrilled to be assigned to this committee and look forward to all the good work we're going to do. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Dudera. Representative Hanley, welcome. You've joined us just in time to offer an introduction of yourself to the committee.
Yes, good morning. Sorry, I had some technical problems here trying to get on, but all is well now. I'm Jeff Hanley, State Representative for District 87, which is Pittston, Allnowes, Cassett, and Randolph. I've served on this committee in my first term of the 127th, so I'm somewhat familiar with some of the madness that goes on. And I'm here to listen to everyone's story, see what's ahead of us. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And Representative Bell.
Good morning. Art Bell, down here in Yarmouth. I've been living here for 25 years. My wife and I raised three children here in Yarmouth. And we've been married 37 years. And despite the fact that COVID forced all three of our children into cohabitating with their significant others, we yet have yielded a grandchild from that situation. But we're still hoping, and I'm envious of those that have grandchildren. So I've been here in 25 years in Yarmouth and served on just about every board in town, and got involved in a lot of environmental matters, put 128 solar panels on the roof of our church here on Main Street, and then have been involved, heavily involved with looking at the Royal River watershed and seeing how we might be able to restore the health of the Royal River. So that has led me, I'm a first year representative and anxious to get to work. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Representative Tucker, do you have any other housekeeping items that you can think of that we want to mention before we move into the rest of the program?
No, I don't.
Okay. So I think what will happen now is that I will pass the talking stick. I'm going to pass it over to Dan Tartikoff, and he's going to take it from here.